family on the road to recovery, one episode at a time. Here's your host and owner of Hazard Clean Restoration, Chad Melanie.
Explore the potential risk involved when homeowners attempt to clean up their own water damage in an upcoming interview with the owner of Hazard Clean Restoration. Welcome back, everyone. This is Garfield Bone, co-host slash producer, back in the studio with Chad Maloney. Chad, how you doing today?
Doing great, Garfield. Happy to be here. Glad to be here.
So, Chad, what are the risks in homeowners cleaning up their own water damage?
So, you know, water damage can really take the place from a variety of different methods, you know, from burst pipes, from overflowing tubs, sinks, everything. You have floods, hurricanes, some natural disasters. And, it's understandable at times for homeowners to think like, hey, you know, I'll just do it myself. I'll get a shop vac, I'll extract the water and we'll be good. And really restoring that home to a safe and livable state, it goes a lot further than that. Often materials can look dry, but they're actually not dry. They're actually retaining moisture inside. And so you can touch it and feel it and it looks completely dry, but it actually has moisture inside in there. And what'll happen there is, you know, that moisture will release over time, depending on the type of material and the amount of moisture that's in there. And you'll start developing some, the bad word, the mold issues. Also, it can lead to structural issues and weakening the structure over time as well. With mold, it can start forming within 24, 48 hours after water damage. And once it's there, it can be a health menace. And it's also, it can be hard to get rid of. Depending on the type of water that comes in, not only could you be dealing with, structural issues, mold, but you also could be dealing with like contamination. Depending on where that water originated from, you could be dealing with, viruses, parasites, bacteria, those type of things. And, you don't want those in your home. And those can linger, if they're not cleaned and taken care of properly.
So I guess there's tools that you have that they probably don't, that can see if there's moisture stuck in behind the sheetrock or the wood panel and so forth. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, so it's a great question. It's not just the tools, but it's the techniques and training. So, there's moisture meters that you could purchase and try to look. But if you're not properly trained, you're not going to know exactly what the moisture content should be for that given material. We use, thermal imaging cameras and a variety of different methods to really understand where that water is and hidden spots that you can't really see with the naked eye. Furthermore, depending on the type of water, we look at it from the standpoint of the health and making sure that, we're addressing, depending on the type of water, like I said before, any kind of microbials that could be now in your home, which is not really where you want them. And then when it gets to, the process of actually removing water out of the materials, there's actually a lot of science to it. It's not just as putting some fans on it or anything. There's actually a lot of science on, taking the moisture out through dehumidification, the different types of dehumidifiers you may utilize, and the amount of airspeed that you may utilize, and, the amount of actually equipment that you would need in a given area to most effectively remove that water out of the type of material that it's in.
And does insurance usually pick up most of this?
It's a great question. Insurance, depending on the cause of loss and what occurred, many times insurance will take care of it. With insurance, they would rather a professional take care of it because they know that if a professional doesn't take care of it and it's kind of done through like a shop vac or a handyman type situation, that can lead to further damage to that property. It could lead to, mold issues, health issues, a variety of different issues. And the insurance company would rather a restoration company such as Hazard Clean come out immediately and address the water damage than to, for it to kind of linger and then further, the additional either structural damage that the water can cause, or the additional health issues and everything else that the water can cause, or mold, or whichever. And so when it gets past the initial stage, the cost to actually fix that water damage can increase dramatically. And so that's why insurance companies and most of the insurance policies out there, you know, basically have some language in there that say that, you know, for the homeowner to address it immediately and not let it kind of linger, you know, linger on.
So they don't want to play with mold. You know, they just need to get a professional and let your insurance pay for it, right?
Because you know, that's exactly what the insurance company would want their homeowners to do, is to have a professional come in and take care of it. Because then they know, even from a liability standpoint, that now that home is back to its original state. They don't have to worry about it. If it's done by someone who's not trained or not a professional in it, you know, the homeowner may think that the home has been, you know, properly dried out, or the materials don't have any water in it, but then that insurance company gets a call maybe a couple months later, and now there's mold issues, and they, you know, so the insurance company had to pay, you know, for whatever work to be done prior, and now the insurance company has to pay for, you know, someone to come in that's a licensed mold assessor or mediator in the state of Florida to really now address that, and the costs just continue to build. So if they just immediately, once they have a water event in their home, call a restoration company such as Hazard Clean, we'll be out there and take care of it. And the homeowner and the insurance company, everyone's happy.
So Hazard Clean will get it done for you, right?
Yes, sir.
Listen, Chad, you have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll see you in the next episode.
You too, Garfield. Take care. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Restoration Revolution podcast, where recovery starts here. Let us help put your family on the road to recovery. Go to hazardclean.net or call 772-259-5018. That's 772-259-5018.